That's right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Just for Fun cast. We're back on our feet here at our new studios, Extra Space, and we are loving it. And today it's just me talking to you about Season 1, Episodes 1 and 2 of NBC's The Paper, which came out on Peacock yesterday, September 4th, 2025. Very excited about this one. As any of you who might know me know that I am a big Office fan. Our family, my family's big Office fans. Really excited about The Paper. I've been excited about it coming out, you know, since they announced there was a project in the works. And it was one of those things that, you know, you say, oh, I can't wait for that. And then you forget about it. And all of a sudden, it is here upon us. NBC's The Paper, which is the spiritual successor to The Office. We're going to talk about it today. And we're going to go spoiler-free. It might be tricky, but I know a lot of people aren't going to have a chance to have watched it yet. So, spoiler-free, first couple episodes of The Paper. Thoughts, reactions, stay tuned. Here we are. Welcome back to the Just for Fun cast. So my initial thoughts, right, on the paper, here's the thing, is when you're such a big fan of something like The Office, right, like I am, it felt a little bit like when Star Wars announced they would be doing the prequels, a lot of skepticism, a lot of I hope they do it right, and I have to say, so far, the first couple episodes here certainly stand out better than The Phantom Menace did in the Star Wars prequel saga. But it's great. I thought it was really great. I thought it was a lot of fun. And Greg Daniels really, we were talking about this last night, that if Ricky Gervais kind of introduced the mockumentary, TV show style, Greg Daniels really conquered it and made it his own. And you can see it right away, his fingerprints all over it in The Paper. It's got the bones of, you know, The Office and Parks and Rec. And you can tell it's a Greg Daniels joint right away, which is great because I think Greg Daniels does a lot of good work. I'm about to get in on the King of the Hill reboot that he's been working on. But so the big fear with a show like this, though, right, is, are they going to overdo it with the Office callbacks? Is it going to feel like just a way to sucker in Office fans with nostalgia? And I don't think they did that. I think they hit you right off the bat. Again, no spoilers, but right off the bat, they hit you with some Office nostalgia I thought was really great. And they brought the old Dunder Mifflin, Scranton branch, and they showed, you know, the modern setup there, and I thought it was really great. I thought it was great how they got to Toledo. You know, it's, if you're not sure what's going on, it's the same documentary crew as from The Office, except now they're I don't want to, again, no spoilers, so I'm not going to tell you too much about what they're doing, but same crew, same idea, and they happen to wind up at the Toledo Truth Teller, a small dying newspaper company, and or newspaper, which I thought was great. They share a floor with the toilet paper company, which is pretty good. And you get the vibe that the toilet paper people are going to be a lot like maybe the warehouse people in The Office. You know, they're kind of adjacent and connected and not a part of the main thing. But I've got a feeling we'll be seeing more out of the toilet paper people, which I thought was pretty good. And I thought the show did a good job quickly. The first episode, a little bit like The Office, it's basically a whip around of talking heads and introduction to characters. You know, they go through and they introduce you to the staff that's been working at the newspaper, you know, the dying zombie paper where it's just AP articles, and then the new boss comes in, and there's a great scene there when he first comes in and how he gets introduced to the newspaper and the staff there I thought was great. And it feels very office-y. Even the layout of the newspaper office itself, you definitely feel the bones of The Office. And the boss's office, you definitely get you get the vibes that they like that setup. They like the big glass windows and the boss facing, you know, out towards the employees, a la Michael Scott or Ron Swanson. But again, it's not so much so that it's dripping with The Office, right? If you know what to look for, it's there. But if you don't, or you're watching it for the first time, you're going to find it unique. And I'll admit, it was hard. It was hard not to try to compare everything to The Office to try to say this guy is the Dwight or that lady is the Meredith or make those comparisons directly to The Office. But, you know, that's what you want. If you're an Office fan, you kind of, it's natural that you're going to kind of look for things that are recognizable to you, you know, which there's plenty of it. And knowing I don't know Greg Daniels, but knowing his shows, and I think my wife was already getting a little sick of me doing this, but if you look deep into the background, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of callbacks to his previous projects. And that was part of the fun for it for me last night, was trying to find different homages to The Office and Parks and Rec and everything. And I thought they did a great job. I thought, you know, there's some stuff they could certainly do. I was telling my wife that, you know, you could definitely have Oscar Martinez is in the paper. I don't know if that's a spoiler, but if you saw the previews, you know that. And they could always just little things. Like, they could have Oscar Martinez say, oh, you know, my godson Philip Schrute is visiting for the weekend. And just make allusions to Scranton. And I think you would really satisfy the Office fans that tune in to see what the paper is all about. And I think over time, you know, you can kind of let that taper down and make the show stand more on its own. But I really did think they did a great job early on of kind of giving you what you wanted without making it feel like this was just a fan tribute to The Office, which was great. And I think Oscar will be a good character. You know, this is a dying newspaper, and Oscar's got that, you know, he's got that, wants justice and fairness and all that. And I think maybe we could see him as an intrepid reporter trying to hunt down, you know, injustice in Toledo. If you remember the finale of The Office, he was running for office, and he was talking about, I think it was a crosswalk or something, and he's yelling, where in the name of horsey sauce is it? And he's always been one of these righteous indignation people, so I think being a reporter will really play into that pretty well. And the rest of the cast I thought was great. I thought they did a nice job bringing fresh faces and new ideas, and they didn't try to do one-to-one, this is our Oscar, this is our Dwight, this is our Jim, this is... But also that formula works, you know, that formula does work. If you look at Parks and Rec, you can kind of make those parallels. And if you look at the paper so far, you can definitely make some parallels. But the story did stand on its own. We're not going to get into it because I don't want to spoil anything if you haven't seen it. But the story is starting to stand on its own already, which is great. And the characters that they are bringing in, some strong language in the paper, the first episode, that we wouldn't get in The Office, but probably a product of streaming rather than, you know, some changes, but streaming. Yeah, there's some pretty strong language. And yeah, so far I've got to give this a B+, A-, you know. I don't have too many complaints. I was another thing I was wondering as I was watching it would be, suppose somebody watches this first and then watches The Office as a prequel, and would that be Oscar Martinez's origin story? You know, like if you were to watch the paper first and then go back and watch The Office, would it be a different viewing experience for somebody if in, you know, a few years, if the show works and it takes off? Could there be the paper superfans who then go back and watch The Office just to fill in some blanks for themselves? And the big thing with this show is I laughed out loud quite a few times in the first two episodes. And I have turned into a dark, cynical human being over the past few years. And I was laughing out loud at some of the situations and some of the things that happen, especially in episode two. I think some of the Me Too stuff was pretty hilarious. And I thought that was a great scene. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, check it out. It's very funny. Very, very funny. Very unique idea. So I thought it was funny. I thought it was really good. And for someone who, I put The Office up there in the sitcom pantheon of, like, right up there with Seinfeld, and some people say Cheers or Modern Family, MASH, you know, those are great, great sitcoms. And I put The Office right up there, and this certainly has the bones to get to a good sitcom, to get to be something you want to watch every week, or, you know, if it comes out in a dump, to watch them all in a row. But it, right now, I think it's on a trajectory somewhere between Parks and Rec and The Office. I think its ceiling might be a little higher than Parks and Rec, but the ceiling might be a little lower than The Office's floor, if that makes any sense to you. But again, when The Office started out, we didn't know who Jenna Fischer was or Angela Kinsey or Rainn Wilson or any of these characters that come into our life. Bob Vance from Vance Refrigeration and Daryl Philbin. You had no idea who they were. So as you watch these first couple episodes of The Paper, I'm wondering, are they going to become beloved characters the same way the characters from The Office did? And to a lesser extent, the characters from Parks and Rec. It's hard to say. It's hard to tell right now after a couple episodes. And I'm watching two at a time. I'm trying to savor this. I don't want to burn through it and be done. And, you know, it felt like something. We're getting a gift. We're getting an extension of something we loved. So I don't want to just go through it. You know, it's like if you then there's nothing left. So we're doing two at a time over here. Let me know how you're watching it. And let me know what your thoughts are on Peacock releasing them as a full season dump like that. I think there's pros and cons to it. I personally would prefer the rolling weekly every Thursday night at 8:30. We get together and watch The Paper and discuss it and give it a week to marinate and let the plots develop. But I'm sure there's plenty of you out there who've already watched the entire season, probably twice, and have more reviews and everything. I'd love to hear it. If you have watched it and you want to come on and talk about it, hit me up at thejustforfuncast@gmail.com. Or if you know the F1 Funcast email, that's f1funcast@gmail.com. Those are the two ways to get in touch with me. I'd love to talk to someone with a perspective on, you know, maybe an Office fan. Or if you're a non-Office fan and you watch The Paper for some reason, let me know what your thoughts were. Because, again, it feels like it's got the bones to go, you know, watching it. Sometimes you watch these sitcoms and you know within 10 minutes they're phoning it in and it's just not well written and they're just trying to fill a time slot for these networks. But this felt like it had the bones. It felt like it had the structure. The characters were there. They're all varied enough where you're not feeling like you're watching just an Office knockoff. But if you're looking for the Office nostalgia, it's definitely there. It's definitely there. There's one point they have a staff meeting and it's eerily similar to a conference room scene from The Office. And there's some good Oscar stuff there too. And it's good. It felt like getting a little bit more of something that haven't had in a long time. You know, The Office has been off the air for a while, and they've done a great job with those superfan episodes. The superfan episodes, I've got one on right now. They add a lot. They add texture. They give you some more. You know, once you're done watching your favorite media, once you're done listening to your favorite album, you can always go back and listen to it again, but it's not the same as that first time through. You know, and so, I don't know. I hope The Paper makes it. We're going to watch a couple more over the course of the weekend here, early September 2025. I'll be interested to see if anyone has reviews and thoughts on The Paper. Again, it does have The Office feeling. I'm telling you, as you're watching it, you're going to feel, they did a great job balancing the feeling of being in a work environment in the office, mockumentary crew, all of that with the feeling of freshness and the feeling of being new. And it's a new environment and there are new people, new faces, and just enough of the past to make you realize that there's a thread there. And I hope they don't go back too often to it. I hope they don't go to the well every episode with a callback to something from The Office, because you do want to stand on your own. But at the same time, you know, it's good to let people know that they exist together in time. You know, in Toledo, Ohio, Scranton, Pennsylvania, and the fictional Pawnee, Indiana, I think Greg Daniels really has a soft spot for these Heart of America type places, the real core of the country. And Toledo, there's some good stuff in there. I don't want to spoil it, but there's some good stuff in there about why would I ever move from Scranton to Toledo. You've got to be crazy. And it's just funny because they're both, you know, small cities in the Midwest, and the comparison and the rivalry between those types of cities. And I thought it was great. I thought it was really good. I hope you liked it. I hope you liked The Paper. If you want to come on and talk about it, I'd love to get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. And I definitely think I'll be following up as we go through this season. We'll watch the next two and we'll talk to you about it. And maybe we'll start getting into some more spoiler heavy stuff I just think with something like this at the beginning, you really want to tread lightly because someone might not have seen it yet. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's on Peacock. The paper is very good. Next episode of the Just for Funcast coming out, I have a recording scheduled with a former colleague. We're going to be talking about Taylor Swift. And for me, it's an education on Taylor Swift. You know, she's been the biggest star, arguably, on the planet for the past 5-10 years, and I don't know enough about her. I'm kind of a music dolt, and I'm not really plugged into the pop culture, so I'd like to learn, and I'm going to learn a little bit more about Taylor Swift, where she comes from, how she made it to the top, why she's at the top, if she deserves to be there, and I'm really interested as a neutral observer. The phenomenon that has been the Eras Tour and all that, I don't understand it. And we've got a friend coming on to explain it to me. And if you want to come on and explain something to me that you're into these days, whether it's your Lego set or a book you're reading, a movie you're watching, TV show, whatever, please do get in touch at thejustforfuncast@gmail.com. I love talking to you guys about all this stuff. I can't wait to watch more of the paper. I guess it's been renewed for season 2 already. So I was going to say, hopefully we get, some momentum, but it sounds like we were on to season 2, and I hope you guys liked it. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Thank you for listening. Check us out again at thejustforfuncast@gmail. I'm on YouTube. We're trying to make some shorts there, and pretty soon we're going to have the Andor season 1 episode coming out too, so keep an eye out for that. Until then, thank you all for listening, and have a fun time, everybody. We'll talk to you later.